Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code WEALTH. That's monarch.com, promo code WEALTH.
So on Friday, I was like, okay, the government shut down and the markets don't seem to react. It's like the equity markets were rallying to record highs. We had bond rates and mortgage rates coming down. So now the markets are saying, okay, could this last longer than we thought? So if there's a prolonged government shutdown, what should you expect with these over here? What's the stock market going to do? So in today's video, that's what we're going to hopefully answer. Because if you were watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance your home, or you're a realtor, maybe you're a loan officer. So in today's video, I'm going to try to explain to you guys this longer-ish government shutdown. How will those be affecting these things and the whys behind it? So folks, my name is Dan Free. I do this report each day to help inform you guys what's going on with mortgage rates, what's going on with the real estate market, because I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. I'm going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. You're here for these. So let's get to it. So here's what we're seeing in the markets right through here. If you're a little bit confused on what's going on, I'm going to post every Monday. I'm going to post my weekly newsletter to give you the information that's coming out this week that will be affecting these things and the whys behind it. What we're going to focus in on today is right through here. A lengthy government shutdown might be affecting yields on mortgage rates and the markets more than we think. So for that information, let's get over to the economic calendar we have for today, which is really nothing, no major economic reports. So let's get over to some breaking news on CNBC that what they're going to do is interview a former Fed official to explain to us how the lengthy or a longer government shutdown may affect the markets, especially mortgage rates, and what the Federal Reserve's looking at. So without further ado, let's get over to it, because with no financial data, no economic reports, what's the Federal Reserve to do and how are they going to make their decisions? What analysis did they look at? That's what we're going to focus in on right now. Let's get over to it.
Shutdowns paused the release of all economic data, including last week's jobs report. We got upcoming inflation reports, obviously, that the Fed relies on to decide how to set monetary policy. That's also in jeopardy. Joining us now, former Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren. And it's good to see you, Eric. And it's always kind of a rearview mirror that the Fed looks at, but not even, you know, no one has a crystal ball. Fed always says that. So it's a difficult job to start with. When does it start getting where, if you don't have the rearview mirror, it even becomes more murky? When does that, is it already started by missing the jobs report, or it gets worse if we wouldn't get the inflation numbers?
Well, it's already a bit of a problem for the Fed, and the longer this lasts, the more of a problem it'll be. So it's not that there's no economic data, there's just no federal government economic data. So take not having an employment report. We do get initial claims, we do get the ADP report. They're both shown a weaker labor market. So they're going to have to rely on a data that tends to be much noisier. So the ADP report is an indicator of payroll employment with people that actually use ADP. But it's not the same kind of sample that the Labor Department provides. So it's not that great for the Federal Reserve to have to be dealing with noisier data. But in circumstances like this, they really have no choice.
What do they get in terms of employment data points? They don't get the entire compiled BLS report, but you mentioned a couple of the things. Are there other things that they get that they know are going to go into the BLS number so that they really have a pretty good idea?
Before we go there, what I do want to show you guys is I'm starting to post this each week on our website. It's therateupdate.com. You can check that out and go to the blog section. And what we're going to do is post every Monday and Friday. some of the economic news that will be affecting rates and so forth. So we're going to have this available to you guys if you're a subscriber. We're actually creating a couple different different packages on our YouTube channel for those out there that are just consumers trying to focus in on what's going on with rates and the, you know, if you're looking to buy or refinance. And then we're going to also focus on realtors. If you're a realtor out there and you want just a little more education, you want some products, some tools, mortgage calculators, things like that to help your clients, we'll be able to do that as well. And then for the loan officers out there, my whole goal is education. So if you're a new loan officer, even if you're an established loan officer, I just want to give you some tidbits on how maybe to grow your business, how the financial data, how to interpret this to explain it to your clients. And that's what we try to do here at the channel. I am a federally licensed mortgage loan officer with that slogan we talked about. But check out our blogs. You can go to theRateUpdate.com. Here's our website. Just go to resources and you're going to find it right through here, down through blogs. And we'll be posting this here shortly. But let's get back to that interview. Just want to make sure you have all the tools that you need. If you're a consumer out there looking to buy or refinance, if you're a realtor, if you're a loan officer, please join our team so you can understand this and how that these affect the housing market. So let's get back to the interview so he can explain a little bit more of what the Fed's role is in all this and where is he expecting the data to come from now?
Well, they don't. I mean, so the unemployment report is two components, the payroll and the unemployment survey. So the unemployment survey is not available, so they don't have much on what the actual unemployment rate will be. For the payroll data, a combination of initial claims and the ADP report gives you a reasonable approximation of what you think payroll employment will be. But at times where a lot's going on, I mean, it's kind of like flying a plane and trying to land in fog, and all of a sudden all your instrument panel goes blank. It is just much more difficult, and you're more prone to make a mistake.
Yep. I mean, the survey data, it gets revised so much anyway. I mean, it's as good as we have, but it's, you know, not a great system, and the numbers have been falling on who responds and when they respond and everything else.
Did you see the ADP payroll number? I posted it last week. They had a number. Okay, this time the number came out negative, I think, 32,000. They predicted a positive 54,000. So that's an $80,000-$90,000 miss. Then the revisions. Their revisions were, I think there was like 50,000 jobs created, and they revised that to negative 3,000. So those are the ADP payroll numbers that we're working with. Now you kind of understand why I don't look at that data. And I'm going to go over here and show this to you just briefly when we're done with this interview, just to show you some key points that you need to focus in on. Again, if you're a consumer out there looking to buy or refinance, if you're a realtor out there, you need to understand these things. Same thing with a loan officer. What do you focus in on? What do you talk to your clients about when they're asking you these things? You know, where rates are going to go. So let's get about over and finish the interview. Then I'll give you all the data that we're getting in, well, the limited data we're going to get in, and how those are going to affect rates this week.
Obviously, something along those lines is better than nothing. We can't read anything into the stock market, can we? The stock market seems to like the government shutdown. I mean, is the ostrich's head in the sand, doesn't want to hear about bad inflation? Is it? I mean, if there's no inflation numbers, you can't get any bad inflation numbers for the market.
You can't get any bad inflation numbers, but people are aware that inflation has been sticky. And I think most consumers are expecting that stickiness is going to continue. So if you look at the core PCE that we did have before the shutdown, it was just a little bit under 3%. I think it's quite likely that it trends up. But I do think that the stock market is at least in part reacting to an expectation of lower interest rates. And that is occurring regardless of the shutdown. The shutdown probably makes it somewhat more likely that the Fed, without really good data and worried about a labor market, and the ADP report was pretty weak, it's probably an environment where the Fed would probably ease by another 25 basis points. So I think that's more what the markets are reacting to than the government shutdown.
That's a good analogy, but let's take the data and let's move over to where the markets are looking at right now. So let's get our newsletter real quick. So what I want you to understand is I post this just so, especially this week, so you can understand the government data or the non-government data we're getting in and how that's going to affect the market. So you're getting through here on Monday. We have a U.S. Treasury auction. Let's see where those rates are going to go because, again, we don't have that financial data that we need from the government. Tuesday, international trade. What's the GDPs looking like? How's that market? Wednesday. Now, this is the piece of the puzzle we're really focusing in on because there's no data. The Federal Reserve minutes. So they're going to reveal to us exactly what they talked about behind the scenes. And here's what we're looking at. You know, mortgage rates playbook. If the government, how the government works on the government shutdown piece, if it's short, you're going to see mortgage rates, well, basically the markets on the bond yields stabilize at 3.95 to 4, firming up, float. Just float your rate. It might get a little bit better. Extended shutdown, you might want to lock because that's going to push rates up. A dovish outlook, you know, with PCE inflation coming down, well, that's again another area to float. What's the most likely outcome? Extended shutdown right through here, weaker, lock in on rallies. So if you see the market, you know, doing pretty well for the day, let's get over to the bond market to show you the direction of what's going on there. So if you follow my channel on a daily basis or you're new to the channel, here's what we focus in on. This is a bond right through here, the MBSs. Let's go up to here and make sure we have the right one. MBS is 5.0. Okay, so what you're focusing in on here is this is the price of a bond. So we have to explain to you what this is doing to the rates. Okay, because this bond right here, the yield on this bond is the biggest component of your mortgage rate because it's a mortgage bond. So what you have to understand, if the price of the bond, like it's going out right now, it's down 12 ticks. What does that mean? Well, if the price of a bond goes down, that means the yield or the rate goes up. Well, because this is a mortgage bond, it means mortgage rates are going to go up. So don't be surprised if today we get back to, you know, 6.4 maybe. I've been predicting 6.25 to 6.5 for the third quarter this year and then Q4. Yeah, probably about the same thing until we get more directions on tariffs, we get more directions on the government shutdown, we get more directions on a lot of things. So I'm expecting to stay sticky right through here, but if you see any news where the markets, you know, pop one way or another, I'd suggest you lock in because don't look to give horse in the mouth this time because we really don't know where the direction of rates are going to go at this time until we get further data that's coming down the pike. So if you go to the economic calendar, again, we don't have really anything coming in this week because we have Federal Chairman Powell speaking on Thursday. They're going to give us the minutes on Wednesday. There's really none of this data coming in on Friday. So like you said, the government's flying blind right now. So if you go over to the markets are loving this data, and I'm still kind of scratching my head behind on all this. We got the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all at record highs. Okay, we got oil. It's $61 a barrel. That's not nothing to freak out about because oil, remember during the high inflation numbers, oil was like $75, $80 a barrel. As oil comes down to 60, 61, 62, it's profitable for the oil companies, and it's also helping us on the inflation numbers. So anything below $65 a barrel, giving it a thumbs up. You got the 10-year treasury. This is going up. This was at 4% when the Federal Reserve cut rates. Now rates are up over an eighth of a percent. Well, right through here, that's what you're seeing right through here. Rates were 6.125. Now they're at 6.3. We're going higher. So that's what you're seeing across the board through there. Let's get over to the Federal Reserve, what they're expected to do at the next meeting or the next few meetings. And in 23 days, the Federal Reserve is going to be meeting, and hopefully they get some data by this time. But if they don't, what the expectations are? Well, there's a 95% chance of a rate cut at the next meeting. There's also an 85% chance of a cut in the December meeting. So two more rate cuts coming down the pike. Well, that's what the markets are estimating at this time. So I do want to talk to those out there if you're buying or building or refinancing. So if you're buying or building, let's work at this. Focus in on getting pre-qualified at a rate maybe 6.5% and 7%. Or if you're looking to refinance, I got a fantastic tool for you. Let's scroll over to here. This is actually a tool I just created and put this thing on, basically steroids. So if you never knew, we used to have a Rate Watch link on our website. And this is for people looking to refinance. So if you're looking to refinance, go to the rate update. Even if you're looking to buy, here's what I want you guys to do. If you're looking to refinance, go over to the rate update and go over to here and hit Rate Watch. What this thing's going to do, even if you fill it out before, this thing's like a rate watch on steroids. What it's going to do is it's going to monitor your rate. So here's what you do. You go to my website, You click this if you're a homeowner and you have a mortgage. And let's look at, we're looking to refinance. Okay, so let's get your mortgage statement and let's look at it. Let's go into this system and say, okay, my mortgage rate's at 7.25%. So when my rate hits 6.25%, whenever that might be, Dan, reach out to me. I'd love to look at the numbers. Let's see, what would my payment be, my new payment be? What's the savings? What's the cost? What's my break-even point? Because those are the things that matter. Let's say your break-even point's 3 or 4 months. So you refinance and you're like, okay, I know next year rates are going to come down. Well, do you know for sure? Why don't you, you know, look at the numbers now? Can it save you a lot of money? Is your break-even point pretty short? Because then if rates come down next year, maybe do it again. Just keep, you know, moving down with those interest rates. Now, if you're looking to buy, that might be another challenge that you have. But let's get over to the RateWatch tool that we have. Click this and fill it out. What's going to happen is in the background, I'm going to monitor these things for you. So when rates hit exactly where you want them to be, I'll reach out to you. We'll go over the new payment, the savings, and what your break-even point is. So for those homeowners or those, I'm sorry, those looking to buy, a little bit tricky. So let's look at it this way. Let's get you pre-qualified. Go to therateupdate.com. And if you're looking to buy, there's even a program right through here. Do you know you can get on this program right through here up to $7,000 and basically, I'll say it's free money. You don't have to pay it back. There's no lien on your home. So when you go to refinance, when rates go down, if you're buying, you don't have to pay this thing back. It's basically free money. Okay, so look at this. I explained to the RateWatch tool that we have here. Well, let's also reach out to those that already got a quote and you're like, okay, Dan, can you look at my quote and compare it to over the 30 lenders you use? Well, let's get over first and let me explain this to you. So I work at a bank. And that bank has a federal license. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing here is we're set up, I guess, like a broker. We're set up with over 30 different lenders. So you might ask why. What are you looking for when you go out there and you're watching this video? You're reaching out to me. You're looking for what's your rate? What's your fees? Well, how many times can you do that? Can you go out there and shop, you know, 3, 4, 5 different lenders? That might be good. And if you've done that, you know, go to the rate update and pick the best one and upload it here. But here's what we do. We're going to go in and we're going to get you approved. And then we're going to, our job, that's when our job really starts. We're going to start analyzing your rate and your fees and see which one of these banks we deal with might have a better rate and fees than we do. And if they do, I can use their program. And you're going to use me during this whole process. A little confused? Check out on Wednesdays. Me and Alan, we do this live. We show you behind the scenes how we do it. What we have you do is come in, give us some information, and we show you live on the screen how we're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. It's pretty cool. Check it out. Every Wednesday live, we do that. But again, if you're looking to buy, you know, reach out to us. Let us get you pre-qualified and then talk to you, educate you guys about how this whole process works, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. We are coming up with some classes to help you guys understand this process. You're going to take a quiz. Then based on the answers of those quiz, you can set up a consultation with us and help us guide you through the rest of the transaction. If you're looking to refinance, we're going to have the same thing. We're going to give you a quiz and say, okay, what's your scores? What's your this? You're a good candidate for a refinance. And those are some tools we're working on behind the scenes. So check out our website each day to find out a little bit more about this. And also check out our blog section down through here to help you guys understand what's going on in the markets and the whys behind it, folks. Because if you're watching this video, most likely, like I said, you're looking to buy or refinance, or maybe you're a realtor out there just looking to educate yourselves, or a loan officer. You're out there saying, Dan, how do rates really work? And that's what those are the clients or those are the people I'm hoping to join my channel here. So like I said, folks, my name is Dan Frio. I've been a loan officer for over 30 years. Use my experience to help you guys navigate this whole process. So you can visit us at therateupdate.com. But the one thing I want to make sure you do is I want to make sure you understand these, why they're changing, and hope to educate you on that and the whole real estate process on understanding the facts from the fiction and getting the true story when it comes to mortgage rates in the real estate market. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. And I'll be here at the closing bell to let you guys know what happened for the day and then give you my perspective of what's going to happen short term, midterm, and long term. Check that out. And we will be live tomorrow on Stock Talk Tuesday to show you guys. Let's get over to it. If you're new to my channel as well, we do what's called Stock Talk Tuesday. Every Tuesday we come in and I explain to you guys what's going on with the stock market and why. And then we also help you, or at least educate you guys, on how to analyze stock markets. How do you make money in the stock market? How do you even track stocks, or how do you buy stocks? Well, we talk about that. Here's a portfolio that we've been managing. And we're going to take Pelletier out of here because we only added that for that AI, you know, revolution thing we were focusing in on to make sure, you know, how's this doing? So before I really buy personally, I try to monitor this over time. So check out Stock Talk Tuesday, where I help educate you guys on stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and the works. But truly, folks, I'm a mortgage loan officer. So if you'd like some help, I'd love to be able to help you. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you at the closing bell. Bye-bye.